He raised the rifle. In a way, it didn't matter any longer where he aimed. But he sighted up on a Kermoidian tank commander with his head sticking out the top turret. The reticle settled on the Kermo's face. Rex's fingers contracted slowly on the trigger. He held his breath for a moment and... he heard the explosion from clear across the city. It was a distant boom, more than a bang. And then the sky changed color. It was smoke-smeared blue again, not orange.
Shield down!
Korik yelled.
They've lost their shields!
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rex squeezed off one shot anyway, from sheer relief, just as the tank commander looked up in horror at the absence of a shield. He was an ex-tank commander now.
Gunner! Take, take, take!
The battered remnant of the 501st contingent was more ludicrously outnumbered than ever, but it had cannon, and the tide had turned. Fire ripped into the droid ranks and blew the hatches off tanks. Flame ripped from every weld, seam, and aperture. Rex allowed himself to feel it personally now, all his dead men, all the lives snuffed out, and he jumped through the flames, billowing up from the defensive trench to empty clip after clip into the stalled separatist advance. For a moment, he couldn't work out why an army that still outnumbered them hundreds to one didn't just roll over their position, shield or no shield. But then the static and crackle in his helmet comlink gave him the answer. Republic ships inbound. He heard Admiral Yularen trying to raise Kenobi. Lat/I gunships were coming. He could hear them now, and so could the Seps. The distinctive sound of the Lardy's drive meant life and hope. A pilot's voice interrupted their helmet comm circuit.
501st, keep your heads down while we do some house cleaning.
Loathsome's order to surrender,
said the trooper monitoring the Sep voice traffic.
The blockade's broken, sir. General Yoda's here.
And there was I, thinking it was our persuasive artillery and manly demeanor.
Rex waved his men out of the Lardy's path. Two skimmed overhead, and a staccato burst of fire sent a line of pluming smoke and flame ripping through the droid tanks.
Hey, we've got at least two men still alive out there. Check your HUDs.
Despite the warning from the pilot, Rex and Korik picked their way through the rubble, responding to the life signs transmitted automatically by each man's armor-mounted monitors. It took some time. One set of life signs stopped while they were moving rubble.
If only you'd showed up an hour or two earlier, Admiral.
Rex shook away the resentful thought as soon as it formed. This was the reality of the victory. If a victory was what this was. Chapter 7.
Yes, I did sit down and talk surrender terms with Loathsome over a cup of terrine tea. He became most ungentlemanly when he realized it was his surrender we were talking about. Have these people no manners? He didn't even offer me a sweet sand cookie.
General Kenobi explaining his surrender.
Hangar deck, Jedi cruiser.
Ahsoka stood in front of a group of clone troopers, making expressive arm movements, head-tails bobbing as she talked. They sat on the ammo crates, helmets stacked on the deck, watching her with studied concentration. Anakin caught only the words wall and droids as he crossed the deck. The troopers burst out laughing.
You never, ma'am, one of them said. That must have made the general's day.
Anakin sighed. Rex, I am never going to live that down, am I?
Give her a moment to enjoy it, sir.
The captain strode beside him.
It's all part of winding down after you've been scared witless and survived to tell the tale. The boys know that. She did pretty well, you have to admit.
Ahsoka didn't seem to sense him coming up behind her. The clone troopers saw him, though, and stood to attention. She paused in mid-sentence and turned.
Humility is a requirement for a Jedi, Anakin said quietly.
She looked stricken.
I was...
One of the troopers interrupted.
Apologies, sir, but we ask questions. Padawan Tano was debriefing, not bragging.
There was a telling second as Anakin saw Ahsoka's eye movement to her impromptu audience, a kind of surprised gratitude. Rex slapped his gloves together with a clap that made her flinch.
Come on, you lot, he barked at the troopers. You haven't got time to warm those crates with your backsides. What are you trying to do, hatch something? Get back to work.
They scattered. Face was saved. Rex was good at that kind of thing.
Anakin seized the respite and steered Ahsoka to one side, while Rex stood a tactful 5 paces from the conversation, both there and not there.
"I was just keeping up their morale," Ahsoka said. "They need to know we take the same risks that they do. That we'll sit down and talk to them and know their names instead of just snapping our fingers and calling them clone. Nobody likes being treated as if they don't matter."
For all her bluster, she had her very adult, perceptive moments. Anakin knew how it felt not to matter. "Well, they seem to like you. That's good."
"They've lost so many of their friends. Can't you feel their pain?"
"They're soldiers," Anakin said. "It's the job."
"It's yours too. But you hurt all the time."